WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Iggy Pop's 1973 album Raw Power is considered a cornerstone of punk rock. This snarly, distorted album has just been remixed and reissued. Music commentator Milo Miles gave it a fresh listen and found himself thinking about the uses of sound.
It was just too much back in 1973 when a bunch of little snot-noses like me heard the New York Dolls' debut record and Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power in the same season. In a flash, we understood punk rock, even though it didn't have a name. And we knew it was the future. Punk was wittier and more compact than heavy metal. It was thornier and more deranged than hard rock blues. And punk made its garage band predecessors sound mild-mannered and uncommitted. When it was new, Raw Power was hated by many fans of progressive rock and sensitive singer-songwriters. Now that people call Raw Power a classic, punk purists claim that two earlier albums by Iggy and the Stooges are fiercer and braver. Well, those two records may reach higher highs, but they scrape lower lows as well. And Raw Power has roaring Iggy's most expressive and controlled vocal performance. Iggy Pop was the first rock singer to make I Love You sound like a threat. Girl, we'll steal you round. Something got you blind. I'll move too fast to my machine. Baby, we'll not stand in line. Sick boy, going round. Man, blood loses grip. Oh, baby, wanna take you out with me. Come along on a mighty trip. Mighty trip. The big snag with Raw Power was its rotten sound, and even those who thought it uniquely tinny and enjoyable on vinyl knew that the CD version was a brain mess. Producer David Bowie had originally mixed the album after it was clear Iggy was too much of a brain mess to do it himself. When a much more mature and sober Iggy heard that CBS was going to redo the album whether he helped or not, he came aboard and gave the project his bite of approval. Now some folks, notably critic Ira Robbins, have complained that Raw Power has been ruined by having clear bass and drum parts. Made ordinary, you know. I'm a sleepwalking cheater with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear aid bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Honey, gotta help me, please. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, that's late for me. Oh! Look out, honey. I don't know. It's not like it was remixed in quadraphonic or something. Now, if the remix had boosted the treble even further until the record was a dog whistle whine, that would have been punk, man. But I would argue that, love it or hate it, the new mix makes sense as a market strategy. As a way to explain what could happen with Raw Power, let's talk about another controversial record that came out 4 years before the Iggy record. When the much-hyped debut of the supergroup Blind Faith featuring Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton first appeared, the cover featured a topless girl who looked about 13. What a scandal. That cover was yanked and replaced by a cruddy group shot of the band. Then, quite a few years later, everybody calmed down and the original cover was restored. Now, the collector's item is the record with the cruddy group photo. So hang on to those funny-sounding copies of Raw Power, kids. I bet both versions of the record end up on sale in the 21st century.
Give me a danger, little stranger, and I'll give you a piece. Give me a danger, little stranger, and I'll heal your disease. There's nothing in my dreams, just some ugly memories. Kiss me like the ocean breeze.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed Iggy Pop's Raw Power, which has been reissued by Columbia Legacy.